gene called NF1 or neurofibromin 1 is generally associated with this disease called neurofibromatosis. And people who inherit it have a risk of, or they will get this disease. And this disease is associated with mainly neurological defects, but also is associated with other cancers. That was known. But the way we got at it was we were using mice. We do genetics of mice, and we were studying this model of breast cancer. So these mice, almost all of them would get breast cancers or mammary tumors in mice. And when we looked using genomic technologies at the tumors of these cells, we realized that nearly all of them were missing one or both copies of this NF1 gene. And NF1, you know, biochemically has this role as what is called a tumor suppressor. And what it does is it tamps down the activity of this well-known oncogene called RAS, R-A-S. An oncogene is something when you have too much of it, that's bad, and it drives cancer. So what happens is when you lack NF1, you have too much activity of this RAS, and we believe, and we know that's happening in these mice. And by looking at publicly available genomic studies of human tumors, we found that 25% approximately of breast cancers are missing a copy of this NF1.
Your research also determined that tamoxifen, one of the most common breast cancer treatments used, may actually exacerbate the disease when it's missing this, when NF1 is the driver.
Right. That was not our research. We cited that. And the research was published also this year in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by a group in the United Kingdom. And so what they did was they looked at these tissue culture, breast cancer tissue culture cells that are estrogen receptor positive, okay, and tamoxifen is an inhibitor of estrogen receptor, and many human cancers have excessive estrogen receptor, and so that's why these women are given tamoxifen. The cancers are dependent upon receiving signals from estrogen, okay, to grow. And so by inhibiting it with tamoxifen, that slows down the cancers. And so that group found that if you bring down the levels of this NF1, then the cells become relatively resistant to tamoxifen. So they keep on growing. And then they looked at other studies. Again, you know, this is a world where all data is deposited and available publicly. They looked at these large cancer studies and found that breast cancer patients, situations in which the breast cancers had lower levels of NF1, responded poorly when they were treated with tamoxifen compared to people who did not have low levels of NF1. So you put all that together, and what it means is, it's not a good thing. You may want to take a look at a patient and their NF1 levels or their gene, whether it's mutated or not, before deciding on giving them something like tamoxifen.
Will this research allow you to test women, young women, for this missing gene? And if it's found that they have this missing gene, what would the next step be?
First, clarify things a bit. We don't know how the vast majority of cancers, breast cancers, arise. The vast majority are what are called spontaneous. That is, people did not inherit anything, any mutations, and that something happened during their lifetimes to cause mutations. Okay, so they're not born with missing NF1. All right, but people who have the with any type of cancer in general have acquired spontaneously mutations over time, and that when you get the wrong mutations, that turns a normal cell into a cancer cell. So what we're saying is that, you know, when an individual presents with a tumor, nowadays, you know, the old-fashioned ways, you take a little bit out, you know, you do a biopsy, send it to a pathologist, and they say, well, it looks like this, that, or the other type cancer of this, that, or the other grade. But in this modern era of genomics, you can look at the DNA and what's gone wrong, and then you have a much better idea of how to treat these things. So what we're saying is, if you have a breast cancer, it would, in the future, we should be looking at all the mutations in these breast cancers. And if they happen to be missing NF1, well, then you know, have a much better idea of what's going wrong, and it'll point you towards drugs that inhibit RAS, and it'll point you towards not giving tamoxifen.